The Brady Report.
It is a Monday morning, Andrew Brady. G'day.
Another week. Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the Queen has commemorated the 100th anniversary of Remembrance Day.
Yes, she has. Beautiful scenes in central London. The whole nation fell silent at 11 a.m. and the Queen led the tributes. Now, she didn't lay the wreath this year. This is the second year in a row that Prince Charles has actually done that task. But Her Majesty was there. She was on a balcony overlooking the cenotaph in Westminster. And a picture that has gone viral and that is all over the front pages of the morning's newspapers here is her apparently wiping a tear away. So at 93 years of age, still going strong. Wonderful commemoration of the fallen. And they actually flew a Dakota World War II aircraft over the White Cliffs of Dover and dropped off 750,000 poppies which fell to earth. So all in all, a pretty spectacular tribute to the fallen here today.
Yeah, we always do ours on the 11th day. What's the go there?
Well, it's obviously the armistice was signed in World War One on the 11th hour of the 11th day, the 11th month. Remembrance Sunday, basically. But, you know, it'll be done again later on today and the country will fall silent at 11 a.m. as well. But all in all, Remembrance Sunday, spectacularly well observed and millions of pounds raised for military charities.
Certainly worth remembering. We should never forget. Manchester City have been shocked by your team, Liverpool.
Yeah, a day to forget for Manchester City, reigning champions, but they came up against a very determined Liverpool team today, and it finished Liverpool 3, Manchester City 1. And pointedly at the end, the City manager, Pep Guardiola, went to the match officials, the referee and the two linesmen, and he said, "Thank you very much," and shook each man's hand. And he said that 3 times. So classic sarcasm from him there. But, you know, in all honesty, Liverpool played them off the park today. It was a brilliant performance. Liverpool are now 9 points clear of City and 8 clear of Leicester City and Chelsea. So could this have been a decisive weekend in the EPL? I guess we'll find out in a few months' time.
Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.